بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Today we begin the chapter on shopping centers. Shopping centers in Sharia or in the Ahadith in Arabic is called aswaq. Aswaq is the plural of souq. So souq, we translate as the marketplaces, shopping centers in modern times, the malls. And everything in Sharia has a haysiyat, has a position, has a status. Whether farz, whether wajib, mustahab, nafil. So everything has a certain hukam, a certain status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And usul of Sharia, al-aham fal-aham. What is most important, we give all our resources, our time, health, wealth, our attention, what is the most important thing at that moment. So what's farz, accordingly, we sacrifice everything besides it, we fulfill the farz of Allah. Allah wants it right now, we fulfill that. What is wajib, what is mustahab, what is nafil, accordingly, a mu'min should know what is the demand and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly. So al-aham fal-aham, what is most important at that moment, we fulfill the command of Allah. If we put what is number three in status, in command, in number one, then there will be some reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, we find everything will go upside down in one's life. What's supposed to be number one went to number three. What's number three came to number one. And accordingly, a person will find in his life that he's battling and struggling. The taqwa is not coming right, life is not coming right. So when it comes to these certain places in Sharia also, one are the afaal, the actions of insan, and one is the biqa, and the places to attend. What is number one on the list from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then number two, then number three. Accordingly, we'll find in this chapter that to understand the haythiyat, the position of malls, shopping malls, souq, etc., in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what is liked, what is disliked. So in a mu'min's life, he is always searching for those moments and those places and those times that is more beloved to Allah, so I can become the beloved of Allah. Unfortunately, we find that even a youngster, not even married, is involved in an illicit relationship. And that's so to say, not even fiancé. Today we say fiancé as if now it's permissible, I can speak to her. But be the fiancé or non-fiancé, as you tell the young person or young adult, there's certain thing I don't like. He'll never wear it again. Woman is haram for him, or he's haram for her. But so much effect it takes. She might tell him, I don't like the certain shoe you're wearing. He'll never wear it again. I don't like the certain topi you're wearing. Not even married to her, but so much effect he took from her. But she doesn't like it, so I won't wear it. Now, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There's no comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I don't like it. And in Sharia we call it makruh. And unfortunately the ummah has come to this level of iman, we will ask, is only makruh, not serious. Makruh is serious. Makruh means Allah says, I don't like it. And insan says, it's alright. But if the wife doesn't like it, it's out of the window. Won't do it again. I don't want this in the house. So it's already caution. Beware. Allah says, I don't like it. And insan says, only makruh. We can do it now and then. Is that serious? So for us to understand the ahkam of Shariat, what are the commands of Sharia, and how serious the effects of Sharia are when we break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even it may be makruh also. So in regards to shopping centers, many hadiths prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in fact visit shopping centers in the times of need, and he personally engaged in purchasing goods. This is very important. At the time of need, what we call taqaza. When there was taqaza and need, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would go to the marketplaces. Sahaba ikram also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had to encourage them to leave the masjid to go to work. And how he would encourage them? That, oh my Sahaba, if you read, so to say, with some variations, the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika la, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamd. يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. If you read this in the marketplace, Allah will give you 1 million rewards. 1 million sins will be forgiven. 1 million stages in Jannah will be erased for you. If you read this in the masjid, you will not get this reward. You'll have to go to the marketplace. Sahaba Ikram went to the marketplace to make dhikr of Allah. So, because they knew the marketplace is a place of ghaflat and negligence, unmindfulness, that a person gets busy there. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam activated the spirituality. Read this kalima there, you will get this reward. And read as much as you can, and you'll be climbing the stages of Jannah, million stages at a time. So when there was need, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam would go to the marketplace, and he would personally engage in purchasing goods. This is one of the objections raised by the mushrikeen against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They argued that a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have no need to visit the marketplaces or eat food, but should rather be an angel. This was the objection of the mushrikeen of Makkah. If really you are a Rasul, a messenger of Allah, then you shouldn't have need to go to the marketplace. You should have no need to eat food also. You should be an angel. But that too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to be an angel, then too they would have an objection. That you are an angel, you don't eat, you don't go to the marketplace. We are humans. We eat, we have to go to the marketplace, therefore we can't follow you. So either way, they had an objection. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse stating that all the past anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the messengers, also ate food and visited the shopping areas. This consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This point is very important. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as a sunnah, would visit the marketplaces when there was a need. Here ulama coined two terms, bashari taqaza or shar'i taqaza. When there was a human need, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam permitted insan to go out. A human need. Or when there was a shar'i need. There was a need based upon sharia, that there was ta'lim, there was gush, and more for the masturat. When they have a human need, there's no other way to fulfill that human need. Now we have to go out. Then all the laws of sharia will now kick in. That now if you have to leave because of human need, these are the rules and regulations by the one that gave you a certain amount of freedom to move. But in that freedom also there's some restriction. How to go out, and in the wisdom of Allah, why in that manner, for what reason, why should I wear, why should I cover, why should I not adorn myself, not reveal myself, not apply perfume, not be attractive. The one that gave you the beauty is telling you now cover the beauty, there's wisdom in it. And the one that gave man the freedom to move is telling man, when you are moving now with the masturat and the human, here the regulation, there's protection for you. The one that made you, created you and knows your psycho, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, there's only goodness for you, listen to the command of Allah. That when you have a human need, now you may leave because there is a need right now. Not because I want to. Because there's a need, a human need, you have to go out, so accordingly this is how you should leave the house. Or you have a shar'i need, the widow for ta'lim, the woman have to go for ta'lim to educate themselves, to be inspired, to come upon sharia. How to go, with who to go, when to go, when to come back, how to come back, how to conduct yourself in an open area, public area, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given rules and regulations for the betterment and protection of insan. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid, and the most despised places are the shopping centers. This is a riwayat of Muslim Sharif. From all permissible places, these areas are most despised because generally people are completely unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Discussions revolve around worldly matters. For necessities, one may go to the shopping areas to purchase his needs. However, to unnecessarily frequent these places is makruh. Unnecessarily. When there is a need, then a person may go. If there is no need, then it is makruh. Remember, it will be makruh when the shopping center or mall or souk is sharia compliant. Then too is makruh. Because you don't have a need right now. In sharia, there is no concept, we are just going to relax. We're just going out. To go out, there has to be a human need. There has to be a shar'i need, or something which is mubah and permissible, and that place is conducive to my iman, the iman of my wife, the iman of my family and children. It's conducive, where they will be safe from the evil eyes of others, where I will be safe also, my iman will be safe, my eyes will be safe. When there's a sandstorm outside, the natural reaction of man will be, he'll cover his eyes. Even it be with his entire arm, he'll block his face completely, that my eyes will get hurt. But when the eyes of iman are getting affected, which is more important, Quran speaks about the eyes of iman. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the eyes of the head do not become blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ الَّتِي Rather the eyes of the heart become blind. The eyes of the heart become blind, then insan cannot even perceive that somebody's eyes is on my wife right now, someone's eyes is on my daughter right now, and my eyes is on somebody else's wife. This way the fitna begins and starts. That is why the worst places, despised places in the eyes of Allah are the marketplaces. So here frequenting these places is makruh. More so for ulama and religious leaders of the community, as mentioned by Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala. He further states that if the need arises, he could visit the bazaar but should not eat there. Should not even eat there, as it does not befit his position. That a person is wearing the libas of taqwa, is wearing the clothes of the pious, he's got a beard, he's got a topi, and now he's sitting in a public area eating, to the extent that it's mentioned in kitabs, that a person who frequents these places and eats in public, and eating is something of sharafat and honor and dignity, a person eats in a place where there's just so many viewers looking at him eating, at my wife and my children. So it's mentioned in kitabs of fiqh and jurisprudence that person who frequents places like these and eats in public doesn't have self-honor to eat with his family behind closed doors, and is open in a public area, doesn't feel any amount of ghairat and sensitivity that people are looking at me and my family, that to the extent is mentioned in an Islamic society, that even if that type of a person has to give testimony, a witness in a court of Sharia, his testimony will not be accepted. Because he doesn't have the self-respect and honor, so how can you trust his word also? He doesn't have the self-respect for himself, nor his family, so where will he have respect for the next Muslim brother, even to defend him, or to give witness against someone? So even his witness will not be accepted in a Sharia court in an Islamic country. Because looking at the level of his self-respect, what we call his sharafat, and his muruwat, his chivalry, self-honor, self-respect. So self-respect demands in public, he will not do these things. In public, he does his work quickly and is back to where he should be. So these are very sensitive issues in Sharia, especially now when there are souqs that are arranged to call people out of their home. In the name of deen, in the name of Islam, they might not say it, but as public we know, we feel like it's only for Muslims. Therefore it's Sharia compliant, everything is halal, everything is permissible. So nobody goes there with the imani guard. That we feel now, this is open, because the azan is loud, there's a musalla there, namaz being performed, but the intermingling which is haram taking place, that we don't regard anymore. To the extent we even have to mention these things, even be it in the mataf, be it in Medina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarrama, if there we don't feel the pain, where the commands of hijab were revealed, the way the women should be covering themselves. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned about khaliful mushrikeen, awfirullaha wahfu shawarib, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that oppose the mushrikeen, lengthen your beards and remove your mustaches. More than 250 riwayat from Sahaba radiallahu anhum. More than 250 riwayat and narrations regards to the topi and head covering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those places where you'll find where the command of Allah has been broken completely and openly, where there's no hijab, in the mataf, here wahi came down Medina Munawwara, they covered their faces, covered the head for the men, lengthened their beards. There we should feel more pain. There we should feel more pain and more cry.
When the Nabi of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, his command is being broken. In the Mataf of Baytullah, there the command of Allah is being broken. There we should be even more careful, Ya Allah. And how much dua we shouldn't be making at those places. That Ya Allah, these commands that were revealed here are not being upheld. Now if there we don't feel the pain, then we can imagine now going to the marketplace, there's no pain at all for the ummah, or for myself, or for the family. So the whole connotation is a Muslim Islamic thing. So you shouldn't be so much worried about it. That all there's only Muslims here right now. But how at one time making Gashi Makkah Mukarramah, Difaru Makki Sahab, may Allah Ta'ala grant him good health. There was a certain program in a certain hotel where there was a marketplace, there was a mall. So when we mentioned to him there's a certain program, a certain hotel, he said, I can't go there. He says, why can't you go? He says, Mujhe dar lagta hai. I have this fear. What is the fear? He says, in that marketplace, in that mall, there's so much commands of Allah being broken. Every day they have this fear, Ya Allah, there shouldn't be a thunderbolt that will come from the skies and destroy that place. It can happen any time. There's so much of intermingling, so much of haram taking place. Nobody's concerned of halal and haram. The ummah doesn't have this fear anymore. They are going there to relax and enjoy themselves in the disobedience of Allah. See, I have this fear that has gripped my heart. But Hazrat, already the program is organized. He said, we'll take the lift from the outside. When we got into the lift also, I still remember clearly how he stood in the lift with his head down, as if now some azab is going to come, and with istighfar upon istighfar and dua upon dua. He conducted the program. He caught the hand of the saath. He says, we leave immediately. I can't even stay here a little moment, even delay a little bit. And as soon as he left, he said, let's go to the haram quickly and make some istighfar. Let's go to the haram quickly, make istighfar. So much haram was taking place, not in the flat, in the marketplace, in the mall at the bottom. But the people of Iman and eyes of the heart, they can see it. They can see it, and the people like myself, where the Iman has become so weak. Once we ask one of our sadis, when we see the haram taking place around us, with this intermingling, and there's loud voices, and there's laughing, there's no fear of Allah, how come the heart doesn't feel anything? The reply was, Iman ki kamzori. The Iman has become so weak, we don't feel the pain anymore. Rather, we feel relaxed over here. We feel relaxed over here, that everything is open, and there's merrymaking, and there's ghaflat, unmindfulness, negligence. Allah just remembered, and insan is feeling comfortable there. Doesn't feel any pain, doesn't feel the heat right now. This is weakness of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.